I came to the Yukon on my way back from Alaska, hoping to find something here. After all, isn't the Yukon the ultimate wild place? I was following the well-trodden path of women and men who came before me, seeking answers to life's questions out there, in the wild.
This spot, you guys, this spot is something else. This spot is what you call magic.
Yes, it's terribly cliche, but in a world so hurried and noisy, I think I can understand why we travel to distant places just to be able to talk to ourselves in peace and quiet.
Yeah, it looks beautiful out here, and it is, but it's also getting cold. Living like this, I do often ask myself, will I ever have clean nails ever again? Will I ever look glamorous ever again? And my answer is, quite simply, for the foreseeable future, probably not. And it just comes with the territory. It's just the small price you pay for living a very outdoorsy life. Though I gotta say, I do sometimes get like low-key jealous of some of my very glamorous friends. In a good way, I'm happy for them. But I'm like, oh, will I ever look like that again? I've got vegan mac and cheese for dinner. I'm feeling very spoiled right now. mac and cheese.
The dog is asleep. Moments like this are few and far between in my life these days. Better enjoy it.
So good. This is exactly what I needed. Just comfort food. Admittedly, things have been a little bit chaotic and intense since Vilka came into my life. So just having moments like this once in a while to myself is precious. It's getting a little bit cold, so the moment the sun sets behind the mountains, suddenly the temperatures just drop. So I'm gonna put on my diesel heater. Okay, so the diesel heater, by the way, this is a toy that Vilk stole from some Airbnb that we stayed at the other week. Slightly creepy if you ask me, but he seems to love it. Anyhow, so the diesel heater kind of like, oh, it's broken. Is it broken? Oops, that was an easy fix. Anyhow, this little bit, which is where the hot air flows out into the car, is like, happens to be kind of hidden underneath all of this stuff. So the first thing I do is, before I even like get in the car for the evening, I just heat up the entire space on like the highest settings. And then once I'm ready to kind of fold this whole thing down and make a bed for Vuk, I just like lower it down to the lowest setting so that we still have a bit of warm air coming through all night, but not to the point where we're like at the risk of setting ourselves on fire. And you know, with the new AluCab setup, there's suddenly quite a lot of space to heat. So this usually takes about an hour or so. And I kind of close all the windows just to make sure that we are being as efficient as possible. And that by the time we get inside Odyssey for the night, it is nice and balmy in there. Good boy. This is our little ritual. Every evening he gets a bone to chew on, like a fresh bone, just before going to bed. Getting pretty dark outside, dark and slightly creepy. It is almost Vuk's bedtime, so we've come inside into the warm Odyssey. I'm gonna get changed into my PJs and start getting ready for bed as well. You have something to say? Just chewing on a piece of fish.
For no reason, but since there's forest everywhere here, I can't see anything. Hey, good boy.
Look, I love the travel life, don't get me wrong, but it is so nice to just be able to pause for a few days and just stay in one place, especially after like the last 2-3 weeks, which, you know, it was just so much driving and racing from Seattle to the north of Alaska and back. It's been intense. So before I do the last 1600 miles all the way to Seattle to complete the Alaska leg, I'm just gonna enjoy this. I'm just gonna really enjoy this. This.
Still way too cold to make coffee outside. I'm not doing it.
Like, this setup is why I'm gonna stay single for a really long time to come. I mean, there is literally and metaphorically no space in my life for a partner. Imagine being two people here, two people and a dog. There's one advantage that van life has over overlanding in smaller vehicles. Just loads of space to, you know, stay in on cold days or rainy days and still have some space not to drive each other mad. But for me, for now, it's just me and Vuk. I think that's plenty.
Vilk and I hiked down to that beach every day. And every day, these same questions made the rounds in my head.
It's only recently, like when I entered my 30s, that I realized that my choice not to have kids will impact all of my romantic relationships forever. Because it's such a big thing, and it seems to still be a very unusual take on life, a very unusual choice. And I guess when I was in my 20s, I never really thought about it much. I never thought that there would be so few men who don't want kids. I never thought that most people do want kids, and so my dating pool will just shrink to like this. And I'm not saying that because I need a boyfriend or anything like that. I'm just saying it because it caught me by surprise. I mean, I have my own little baby now anyway, don't I? I don't need another one. This is already so much work. Aren't you? Yes, you are. Oh, yeah. Yes, you are.
But it's all about perspective, isn't it? If you told me at 16 that I would be single and without a shower at the age of 31, I probably would have gasped in horror. But if you told me that I'd be traveling the world, free and untethered, alongside an awesome companion of the canine kind, writing and filming, I guess the 16-year-old me would have found that pretty damn cool. As does the 31-year-old.
Every time I look in the mirror or take a picture of myself, like, I see these really red lips and it looks like I'm wearing lipstick. I'm not that glamorous. My lips are just sunburned. Vilk is taking his afternoon nap, so I'm taking a few moments to chill, and I'm eating the best piece of candy that has ever been made, ever. And you can only get it in Canada, or at least you can only make it in Canada. Pure maple candy. None of that stuff with added extra sugars. No. This has to be 100% pure maple. And it looks like this. And it's soft and creamy and highly addictive.
Illustrate how much my life has changed since getting Vilk. I'm gonna show you a bunch of items that he chews on every single night that 4 months ago I had no idea even existed. This is elk antler. This is just the remaining bits of his bone. This is a sheep horn. This is a natural bully stick. This is a bone filled with chicken.
And that, oh yeah, that, ladies and gents, is a rabbit foot. Dehydrated rabbit foot.
Admittedly, it's kind of weird for a vegan to be buying all these parts of various animals for her dog. But life is complex and nuanced, so.
Super windy outside. The wind is howling really loudly. I don't know if you can hear that. But the whole car is shaking and moving around. It's not a very pleasant feeling, you know, being out here by ourselves.
Hopefully the window's down a little bit so I can actually sleep, because I get really like restless when there's a lot of wind. I can't really sleep very well. So hopefully it'll be calm tonight, or it'll calm down a little bit tonight. Baby boy.
Hiya. Good morning.
I could barely sleep last night. It was so windy. The wind was so loud. I had to bring Vilk up to my bedroom because I felt really bad for him being alone downstairs. So, we slept in the same bed for the first time in like a good couple of months, which was actually quite sweet. So, because it is so windy and so cold, I'm gonna start packing up now. Oh my god. Oh no! My water filter isn't working properly, so it takes forever to fill up a bottle. So when it falls over, it's like, it just puts me 10 minutes back. Question. Does anyone actually like oats? Like plain oats? Is that a thing that people actually enjoy eating? Do we just eat it because it's like the easiest thing? Let me know. Because I think they're pretty awful. Pretty terrible. And yet I eat them. When there's nothing else. Managed to get to the next closest city, which is Whitehorse in the Yukon, in time. I'm also gonna do my laundry, which is so exciting because I haven't done it in about like 10 days, and it's been a very messy, dusty, muddy 10 days. So excited.
Was easily one of my favorite campsites ever. It was just so wild and so raw, and I really needed it. Like, I needed that time to just take a quick little break. So I stayed for 5 days. Yep, 5 days. Anyway, it's time to leave because I desperately need to do my laundry. That's one. And two, I'm really running low, very, very, very low on fresh food. I basically don't have anything left. So I need to go to town to grab some groceries, freshen up. Oh, nice little uphill. And keep heading south, you know, towards Argentina, because that's the big plan, hey? I mean, I'm not gonna get there tomorrow, but sometime in the next year and a half.
Station about 3 weeks ago on my way up to Alaska, and the attendant told me that I could only put my sticker on the wall on my way back.
Oh, so we only get to put our stickers on our way back?
Yeah.
Hello.
How are you
Hi,
doing?
Do you remember me? I'm back from Alaska.
Oh my God!
I made it!
Yes. So right here, darling.
Hang on. Gotta get the dust off.
I love that.
We want it to stay for a long time.
I know, right? Since you're starting a new window.
Yeah. Well, I'm glad you made it.
Thank you, me too.
Will it go in there?
Yeah, it's perfect.
Okay, that's in there.
Nice!
You made the window of shame!
For 5 months of the year, the least amount of hours I've gotten in 2 weeks is 122. Now I do that for 5 months.
Wow.
Non-stop.
So then you kind of need some rest after that.
And then when the snow comes and they block me, and like they quite literally block me in. There's no truckers, there's no tourists.
Just peace.
Yep. And I'm ready for it. Oh. That box and those books there and there.
Yeah.
Are my entertainment for 7 months. Oh, I love it.
So since Dan has been so kind to me and he has a very long winter ahead of him right here, I've decided to give him a copy of my favorite book. It's called The Prophet, and it's not religious at all. It's very spiritual. I hope he enjoys it. That's a little souvenir from me.
You're just trying to make sure I don't go insane over the winter.
Just enjoy it.
Okay, thanks, Dan. Bye.
Hi.
I had gone camping alone in the Yukon, expecting to find some clarity, I guess. Maybe hoping to regain balance, find some answers. Is that what happened? Really? No. I don't think a single camping trip can provide too many answers to life's nuance and complexity. But something else did happen. For a few days, I found myself so in the moment, so present with the wind, the sun, the trees around me. And maybe that was the whole point after all. Maybe the answers to life's questions don't always come as actual words. Sometimes, maybe they come as a feeling. A feeling of being at peace, even if it's just for a short, but very, very present moment.